This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
That's me. It is Rock Talk. And joining us this morning on the phone is Elaine Spall, Executive Director of Center for Youth. Elaine.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I am good, Elaine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, in the middle of the summer, we're looking forward and we're looking back. And we don't want it to end, my friend. But I'm thrilled to spend a few minutes talking with you about our teen court program, which celebrated 25 years. Don't you wish you were 25? Well, maybe you are.
No. I wasn't one time.
I was once so long ago, I can't remember. But 25 years ago, Bill Johnson, who was then our mayor, and a bunch of people, Frank Geraci, who was a city court judge, said, we got to do better. We got to figure out a way to embrace our young people who find themselves in misbehaving, let me just say, and find themselves in juvenile justice programs. And let's see if we can't put together a program that gives them a second chance, that slows the system down, that figures out why young people might be offending, why young people might be finding a path that's not good for them, and if we can offer a new alternative. And that was the birth of Teen Court, Rochester Teen Court, which is just about the only program in the country that has a real sitting judge, teen attorneys, and teen jurors. That model is really unique because it means that young people are learning about the judicial system and participating in it, but you also have a real judge who's putting them through a voir dire, jury selection, and all that stuff. And because the young people have been charged with a crime, you got to take it very seriously. So Rochester Teen Court is a sentencing court. It means that young people admit and take responsibility. And it can range from anything from first-time possession to assault, minor assault. These are all misdemeanors. So it would be a nonviolent kind of act, or it could be petty larceny, otherwise known as shoplifting, for many teens, and just putting themselves in harm's way. And rather than going through an adult system, which could end up in an ACD, which is really a dismissal with no action, or jail time, we want to put them through teen court. So that's our part of the police peace collective, and it's been so effective for 25 years.
Yeah, so explain to us the overall Rochester Peace Collective, what that is.
So under Mayor Evans, there were ARPA dollars. As you know, we were lucky. So COVID was awful, and there's nothing good about COVID. I don't want to say that, there were unintended benefits. People say, well, they spend more time with their kids, they were home or whatever. I don't like to say there's anything positive about COVID because so many people died. But there was some federal dollars that came through ARPA dollars. And under Mayor Evans' leadership and Victor Saunders, who, by the way, used to work for me and Malik stole him, I'm okay with that. There is a number of initiatives and agencies who've come together to be funded by this ARPA money to do the work in ways. And it could be a local barber who is teaching young people who may have been in the juvenile justice system the trade of being, owning a barbershop and being a service provider. It could be somebody else who's working on reentry of young people. For us, our focus is on teen court, so we're kind of at the hard edge of it because we're working with young people who have been arrested, who have admitted to doing something that they should not have done. Certainly, we're seeing some behaviors this past spring, and hopefully they're stopping, which involves driving somebody else's car, let me just say.
Right.
And it's a terrible, terrible situation. Sometimes we'll meet a young person who ends up in a car, didn't steal it, didn't take it, but may have known that it was somebody else's, and there they are in the car, and they end up with a misdemeanor or a charge that a judge will either lower a felony to be a misdemeanor, and they end up in teen court, and we can begin to have a conversation. I think that what we're seeing is, first of all, the recidivism rate of our young people who go through teen court is so low. It's lower than any other court, and it's so low because young people really do find a way to connect. Sometimes it's with housing here at the center. Sometimes it's in our Learn to Earn program for jobs. Sometimes it's really just making connections for art or music or the other kinds of things that we do here at the center. So often we see kids in teen court who are pretty much raising themselves and get themselves in harm's way.
We're speaking with Elaine Spall, the executive director at Center for Youth here in Rochester. What, tell us, I mean, Center for Youth does so much. Can you kind of break it down and give us the nuts and bolts?
So I was talking to somebody yesterday, last night, and she was like, I said, what are you into? She said, well, I'd love to support music. I said, oh, I have a violin orchestra at School 19 for 3rd through 8th graders. Interested? She's like, what? So, yes, we have something for everybody.
Yeah.
Obviously, our biggest catchment area is in schools and doing social, emotional, and behavior intervention in about 70 schools across this county, many in the city, but now going as far out as places like Arkport and Batavia and Geneseo, places as a city girl, I don't know, I've ever, Mount Morris, I think that's where Letchworth is, but I don't know. So, you know, there's a cow out there somewhere, but God bless them. They're finding that the rural young people are facing some real challenges, certainly mental health and often substance abuse. We're also right now at the only programs for homeless young people, young people facing homelessness in our county. All other youth shelters closed. And we're heartbroken about that because I was just on a call earlier this week with a woman who's trying to help a 19-year-old who has no place to go. Well, there's no emergency shelter for a 9-year-old. The last one closed in November of 2022. So those are really serious challenges, but we're steadfast. Certainly we have teen court. We have a great program called Earthworks. Its message is no child left inside. So lots of orienteering and bringing young people out of all ages out into the wilderness. And, you know, many of our city kids are not exposed to the out of doors because it's not safe with a kind of random shooting and violence. And then our huge restorative justice program over at the former YMCA on Monroe Avenue. So about 30,000 young people are touched by the Center for Youth in many, many different ways. Our crisis nursery programs are spectacular. Two little houses, one on each side of town, that take in an emergency crisis child care and helping young families get back on track. You know, sometimes a grandma shows up with a baby as well. Mm-hmm. So you know, we've got something for everybody. We're about a $12.5 million organization. And then, of course, there's Fashion Week. And so we are getting ready for a big October show, 12th, 13th, 14th, back at the Dome, where we raise an enormous amount of money and have a blast, by the way, so that we can keep some of these shelters open. Our net shelter for our LGBT young ones is funded completely by the generosity of our community and our special events. We don't have any funding, government funding. If you're a golfer, we might have a couple of spots open for our golf tournament on July 28th, Friday, July 28th. But, you know, this is our community, and the Peace Collective, back to that, Ed, is just everyone coming together to say enough is enough. It's not okay. We have to work with law enforcement. We have to figure out how to come together. We want people to feel safe no matter where they live. And sometimes it's a citizen kind of action approach, and sometimes it's really working with law enforcement to put good protocols in place that are safe and respectful. Legends has always been, for me at least, a place that wants to deal with both fun things and hard things, and I just want to thank you for that. And you know, I know that the world around us is swirling, and sometimes you just try to get a handle on it. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We appreciate all you guys do at Center for Youth. I want to give out the website real quick. It's centerforyouth.net, right?
It is. Centerforyouth.net. Obviously, cash is one size fits all. If you're listening and you feel like you want to make a commitment to address youth trauma and homelessness and the kind of work. You know, we also run a program called Safe Harbor that targets those young people in our community who are victims of sex trafficking. It's not particularly pleasant work, and I don't want to talk about it too much with folks because it makes everyone sad. We have in our own community young people who are trafficked, who find themselves vulnerable either on the street or have no resources, and all of a sudden someone offers them something that feels like love and support and turns out not to be that. So I'm always very, very concerned about that and about our young people who end up facing those kind of situations. But, you know, this is not a life sentence. It's never too late to have a happy childhood. I tell my young people that all the time. Do not give up. You may be 12, or you may be 15, or you may be 25, and it's never too late to go back and reclaim who you are. And that's one of our goals here at the center, is to restore justice, to reengage young people, and to build community.
Yeah. Well, you can find out about all the things they have going on, the programs they have at Center for Youth. You can also find out about the fundraiser events as well that Elaine just touched on, Fashion Week Rochester, which is coming up.
Right.
And you can learn more about Teen Court, all that. And you can make your donations through the website as well right now from home, wherever you happen to be. The website, again, is centerforyouth.net. Elaine, is there anything you want to tell our audience before we wrap up here?
No, I just, you know, be safe and remember to be brave and to tell the people closest to you how much you appreciate and love them. You know, one of the things we often find is that we spend so much time praising and working with other people, we forget to be kind to those at home. And you know, I always tell people, celebrate what you have, not what you've lost, and be open and kind. And remember that a lot of what we face are really first world problems that we can solve just by opening our hearts and our minds. And here at the center, we celebrate youth voice, and we're always astounded at how smart and clever they are. We just got to make sure they're doing things that are good, positive for them. So God bless you, Ed, and the whole Legends team. You have a place in my heart and in this community as well.
Well, Elaine, we appreciate that. Elaine Spall, Executive Director, Center for Youth. Thanks for your time today. Great talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Be well.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.